Cornish Blue are an Adelaide band that describe themselves as a filzy four-piece. They've earned themselves an enviable following with their tracks Lovely and Capricorn, released last year. So good morning, Ricky. Thanks for joining us in the studio this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We just heard Lovely. That was your debut single, which was released last year. It seems like it's been a bit of a whirlwind since then. How's it been?
Yeah, I mean, Lovely kind of kicked everything off for us. What is it? I think it just hit a year.
Yeah, it was in May, I think. Yeah. So just
actively, like, it looks like we haven't done much because we only released another song after that. But we've it just feels like we've smashed so much into 12 months. We've met so many amazing people. We've played all across Australia. It's just, yeah, so much has happened, and Lovely is the thing that kind of started it all, I think.
What's that track about? What's the story?
I mean, I can't speak too much because Bryce, the singer, he wrote it. But I do know that Lovely, I guess, you know, it kind of speaks on behalf of people that, you know, are struggling in the romance world, and kind of just describing how fickle love and relationships can be. And I think Bryce really did a good job. If you listen to the lyrics and you read the lyrics, it describes how you feel in those moments of when you do want to commit to telling someone you love them, and how it could go either way.
Yeah.
And I think he portrayed that in the song really well.
Totally. And so you have had a really big year, and you played at Groove in the Moo and Waveu in April. What was that like?
It was ridiculous. It was when we got the call that we were playing it, that blew our mind. And then we were obviously, you know, pretty nervous leading up to it. Excited, really excited to be playing amongst like artists that we just look up to, like these, you know, huge international artists. And then to get there on the day, and actually it was way easier than we expected. Like, everyone that we met were really nice. It was just a really comfortable atmosphere. We got to, you know, hang out with some artists that we admire, and I think the show went well. Yeah, it was like the biggest stage we've ever played on, but it kind of didn't affect us.
And yeah, was it a different kind of experience playing a massive like festival stage compared to like a club or a pub show?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we played a similar size stage at RCC with the Rubens once before, but this, you know, this is Groove in the Moo, and it's I think it was a midday set, and you know, so you can see everyone's faces, and but no, it felt fine. Everything ran smoothly, and yeah, I think it got us more eager to play more festivals.
Mm,
yeah,
totally. And so both of your tracks, which you released last year, Lovely and Capricorn, as I said, have really beautifully shot videos. Mm. Can you tell us about those?
Oh, the videos. I think when we started the band, we wanted to have the visual component of the band just as strong as the audio component. So as much as, you know, being in a band is all about the music, visually, you know, in this day and age, it's just as important. So whether that be, you know, our photo shoots or whatever, videos, you know, is the thing that we really wanted to narrow in on just, you know, creating, just complementing the song, you know what I mean? Got a great song, let's complement it with a great video.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very, very, very fortunate to have Luke, our drummer. He's a filmmaker, he's a director. And he also has his best friend, who's also an award-winning director. And together, when their minds come together, they create just the most beautiful artwork in video form. And yeah, I think, I don't know, just both videos, I don't know, they kind of take you to another place.
Yeah, it kind of pads out the story a bit more, if that
I
makes
think
sense.
So, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it still leaves you enough room so when you listen to the song again, you can kind of go off into your fairyland and create something new in your head. But with the video, it kind of, yeah, just shows this whole other side of the song of which you wouldn't usually think about. And it's just gorgeous to look at. Mm. That's just, you know, just from an aesthetic point of view. If it looks good, you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, totally.
And I think everyone else is happy as well.
So saying that you want to have that as a really strong element of your music, do you think about that when you're going into writing?
Yeah,
like,
I think
how it's going to look.
I think just as songwriters, or particularly Bryce as the soul songwriter, he just the way his lyrics come out, they are very descriptive and visual already. And if even if, you know, he'll send us a demo of, you know, something he's working on, and you can already see like a mini movie playing out mm-hmm. right before your eyes. So yeah, I think it already starts that process. And you know, it's not like we're focused on like, well, we can't do this type of music because how are we gonna, you know, how are we gonna complement it visually and stuff like that. We won't let it hold us back like that. But I think no matter what we do, you know, it's easy to, yeah, complement it with visuals, whether it be, yeah, photos or videos or artwork, you know?
Totally. I'm speaking with Ricky from Pinkish Blue, and you're playing at Line Arts Factory this weekend. Can you tell us a bit about the show and the lineup?
Yeah. Well, we've never played Line Arts before. I mean, I think Seb and Bryce, when they were younger and they were in a small pop punk band, I think they played Fowlers when it was Fowlers. But we've never actually, as Pinkish Blue, played that venue, or, you know, now that it's Lion Arts Factory, we've never played it. We're super, super excited. They kind of hit us up and were like, hey, we're going to put on a lineup of some really cool Adelaide bands. Do you guys want to play? And they sent us, you know, a draft of these bands that they were thinking about playing. And we're like, oh my God, yes. It's going to be incredible. We've got, I think, Anita, who's like an amazing singer-songwriter. She's opening up the show. And then following Anita, I'm pretty sure it's Saint Jacques, who are just this incredible indie band that just, you have to see live. Like, it's just amazing. And then our friends Glowing, who are like this cool upcoming, I just want to say, like, you know, when people say they're in a rock band, but then they put all these other type of genres on it. But I feel like these boys are just straight up rock, you know what I mean? But they do have this indie pop influence, but they're just exciting and fresh. And then we've got our boys Dress Code, who are just killing it right now. And then we'll try and be on everyone's level and play after everyone, but I don't think we will because it's it's already an amazing lineup.
Yeah, and so what's it like kind of being like a relatively young band in Adelaide?
It's fun. I think in 2019, it's really inspiring and empowering to be amongst this scene of, you know what they say, like, you know, oh, it's not Melbourne, it's not Sydney kind of thing. But we go over to Melbourne and Sydney now, and they say, what's in the water over in Adelaide? There's so much good stuff coming out. And I think it's attracting a lot of people over here. Mm-hmm. I feel like, this might be crazy, but I feel like Adelaide might be becoming like the new music hub. Just from this, yeah, this community that we're forming, this inclusive, diverse community that we're forming. It's really exciting to be a part of.
Like, yeah, totally. And do you think that the fact that it is a little bit smaller is to its benefit as well?
I think so, yeah. You know, each artist is helping out the other artist kind of thing like that. You know we're not Melbourne or Sydney. We know we have to help each other out and, you know, ask questions and build each other up. So it's beneficial in that way, but yeah, it's just, I think it wasn't like this. Like, I know I wasn't a part of the scene as much 5 years ago, but I feel like it's only getting bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And so what can we expect from Pinkish Blue in the coming months for the rest of the year? What's coming up?
Well, we're finally going to be releasing some new music.
Much anticipated. That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we released Lovely, like I said, like a year ago, and then we released Capricorn in, I think it was like October. And then ever since then, we've just been working away on new stuff, and we settled on the next single. We're working with getting the mix right now. So I would say expect it within the next couple weeks.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep our ears out for that then. Thanks so much. Have you got any touring or anything else coming up after this one? Or?
No touring, but I think after we release the next single, there might be a few shows, a few interstate shows. But we are playing Scouted Music Festival, which I believe is July 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure which venue we're playing, but we're just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, perfect. Cool. Well, Ricky, oh my gosh, Liddell.
Liddell. That's okay.
I've got the grease light of high in my head. Bassist in Pinkish Blue. You can catch them at Line Arts Factory this Saturday. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you so much, Radio Adelaide.